Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today, Tiffany, it's day two of our Mexican Delicacy Unit. We were following Brendan and Patricia yesterday, weren't we?
Right, and we learned that Patricia, well, they're going to have lunch, and Patricia didn't really have an appetite. So she wanted to eat something light. And what did Brendan suggest?
Well, he suggested a new restaurant they both wanted to try. It's a Mexican food restaurant.
Yum.
Yeah, so they were excited about that. And, of course, being smart people, they were leaving a little bit early to try to avoid the rush or avoid the crowds of people. So let's check in with them now and see how their Mexican lunch is going.
Fresh, light, Mexican.
I'm so glad we came here. The food is delicious.
Exactly. I'm enjoying it one bite at a time.
You know, this really brings back memories of my trip to Mexico.
The owners will be very happy to hear that.
What do you mean?
Because they want to make this place an authentic Mexican restaurant.
Cool. By the way, who are those people wearing masks in the photos?
They are famous Mexican wrestlers.
I guess it's a unique way to bring in customers.
Yeah, this is the only restaurant of its kind in the city.
More power!
Delicious, delicious. Many people think Italian food is very delicious. Many people think Italian food is very delicious. Owner, owner. Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city. Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city. Mask. Mask. Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Customer. Customer. Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day. Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day.
All right, so welcome back. Let's take a look at our article to learn more about what Patricia and Brenda are doing today. So first it says, Patricia, she says, I'm so glad we came here. The food is delicious. And then here we see our first word power word, delicious. And delicious is an adjective that means the food has a pleasant taste or smell. So if you really like something and it tastes really good to you, you can say, this tastes delicious. Yeah, so what is our word power sentence?
It says, many people think Italian food is very delicious. Many people think Italian food is very delicious. That's why they love to eat it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Brendan, he thinks the same thing. He says, exactly. Exactly means you said the perfect thing. I totally agree. Exactly. I'm enjoying it one bite at a time. All right, so he's really maybe taking his time with the food, you know, taking one bite and, you know, spending a minute eating that bite before he has another one. So he's kind of taking it slow, one bite at a time. He's not in a rush. He's not in a hurry. Not at all. He's really enjoying his food.
That's right. And Patricia then says, you know, this really brings back memories of my trip to Mexico.
Oh.
So I guess the food that they're eating is pretty authentic.
That's
right. Pretty true to the Mexican taste. So that's why it brings back memories for her. She thinks about all the happy times she had in her trip to Mexico.
Cool. It's amazing how food can bring back memories,
right? It does.
If you go to a different country and eat their food and then eat the same kind of food years later, it will make you think of the trip to that country and the restaurants and the people you met. So she probably had a really good time in Mexico and ate some really good food, and she's happy to have it again. Brendan says, yeah, this is true. The owners will be very happy to hear that. Of course they will. The owner of something is, well, someone who owns it. It belongs to them. So if you go out and buy a pair of shoes, those are your shoes. You are the owner of those shoes. And no one can steal them from you because they're yours. You're the owner. That's spelled O-W-N-E-R. O-W-N-E-R, of course. It's a noun, the owners. You can see that from what Brendan said. And our word power sentence?
So our word power sentence is, Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city.
Ah.
Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city.
Okay, so we could use the verb there. He owns them. O-W-N, of course, is the verb. So what Brendan is saying is because the food tastes like real Mexican food, the owners, the people who, you know, are in charge of this restaurant they're eating at, will be happy because it makes them feel like, wow, we're really making good, true, real Mexican food.
That's right. So it's a really nice compliment to hear then.
Yeah.
All right. So next, Patricia then says, what do you mean?
She's never been to the restaurant before. Well, Brendan explains. Because they, the owners, of course, want to make this place an authentic Mexican restaurant. That's very important. You want to have authentic food when you're doing it, you know, food from
other countries. And it makes it more an enjoyable experience, I think, because you get a little bit of taste of different places of food and in Taiwan as well, I think.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, really cool. I think it's time for our 英文快译通.
I want to make a vase.
I can help you, baby.
You make me so happy.
You make my life a romance story, too.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, Sam.
究竟他们这样不专心地捏下去，会捏出什么花瓶呢？明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
哇塞，第六本生死恋的经典画面耶！Students, have you made pottery before? 没做过也没关系，我们来认识一下 make 的用法。你们一定觉得 make 很简单，就是制作嘛。没错，像是做一些劳作、卡片、折纸这些，都可以用 make a car, make a paper frog 来表示，或者是做菜、做蛋糕 ，make dinner, make a cake。但是除了制作之外 ，make 还可以表示是谁如何如何。这个句型就是主词加上 make 加上受词，还有受词补语。什么是受词补语呢？就是用来补充修饰受词，可以是动词、形容词或者是名词。例如 ，The movie made many people cry in the theater. The movie made many people cry in the theater. 那部电影使电影院的许多人都哭喽。Make many people cry 使许多人哭泣。这里要注意哦，因为 make 同时也是使役动词。所以我们看到后面的 cry 是原型，不需要做变化。再一个例句 ，My cats Bibi and Bobo always make me so happy. My cats Bibi and Bobo always make me so happy. 我的猫啊 ，Bibi and Bobo 总是让我很开心哦。Make me happy 就是 make 加上受词再加上形容词。那再来看个加名词的例句 ，The children want to make Disneyland their homes.The children want to make Disneyland their homes. 这些孩子们想把迪士尼乐园变成他们的家。Make Disneyland their homes 就是在受词后面加上名词的用法。好，最后再复习一下 make 的用法。Make 可以表示制作 ，make apple pie, make a box， 但是也可以用 make 加上受词补语的句型，就是表示使什么如何如何。 例如 make someone laugh 是谁笑啊， make someone happy 是谁开心。好，那时间到了，我们再再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
What's wrong with you, Molly? Why are you wearing that? Oh no! Why did you make my face look like this?
It's not my fault! I didn't make you sick with me!
Alright, so welcome back, and we were just looking at、the article where they're looking at the food.、
Mm-hmm.
Patricia then says, cool, by the way, who are those people wearing masks in the photos?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we have our word, power word, mask.、Mm-hmm. It's a noun and it means something you wear that covers your face, and maybe you have another face or something else painted on it.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our word power sentence is...
Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Of course, because they want to cover their faces, right? People wear masks for that reason. I also think of the Phantom of the Opera. He wears that weird kind of white mask just to cover his face. So people do that at Halloween. They do it when they're singing songs in a play. But they also do it in Mexico for a kind of sport.
What kind of sport is
that? Well, Brendan explains. He says they are famous Mexican wrestlers.
Ah.
Yeah, wrestlers sometimes do wear masks, right?
Right.
I think it's so that they can wrestle more than one time in a night.
Mm-hmm.
They can put on a mask and they're like Crazy Harry, and then they put on another mask and they're Terrible Tom or something like that. Wrestlers, of course, are, well, I guess we can call them athletes.
They do a sport.
But it's more like a show sport. I always、mm-hmm. think of it kind of like a Hollywood action movie, but you watch it in real life.、
Mm-hmm.
These are the really big guys. You've seen them on TV. They're always lifting people up and throwing them around. And
jumping on the ring.
Jumping right on the ropes and flying through the air and landing on people. Where in Mexico, it's a really, really popular sport, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And what some of the Mexican wrestlers do, yeah, is they wear these masks、because it's the way they do wrestling in Mexico. It's their style.
It's really unique then, because I think they are called Libres?
Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre,
which means free wrestling. And of course, you're right, there was that Jack Black movie called Nacho Libre, where he sort of played the same kind of Mexican wrestler. So I guess this restaurant has pictures of these、mm-hmm. kinds of people.Up on the wall. And they're very
fun.
They're very colorful, the masks,、
right.
too. They're not scary, really. They have, like, stars and bright colors on them and stuff like that. That's、
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
All right, so Patricia says, I guess it's a unique way to bring in customers.、
Yeah.
Okay, that is a pretty unique way. So here we see our word for our word, customer. Customer is a noun, and it means someone who buys something from a store or business.Okay, so if you buy something from a store or business, you're called a customer. And our word power sentence is...
Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day. Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day.、
Mm, yeah, you want to make sure that their special someone、
mm-hmm.
gets flowers so they don't get angry.
That's right. I would say flower shops have more boy or male customers before Valentine's
Day. That's true.
Usually you see a lot of boyfriends and husbands lining up to buy their roses. But customers are what businesses need. They need people to come in and spend their money.Brendan says, yeah, of course, putting the wrestlers on the wall will bring in customers. It's kind of interesting. This is the only restaurant of its kind in the city.、
Mm.
Wow, okay, so it's a very special restaurant. The only one of its kind. That means there are no others like it. If you want Mexican food with this kind of, you know, these fun pictures、mm-hmm. and stuff, there's only one restaurant. That's the one they're sitting in.
Right, so I think it's kind of interesting to go see because I know not a lot of people here, they've never seen these Mexican wrestlers before, so it would be really fun to go in and take a look at other people's cultures and seeing what's popular in their country.
That's right. And at the same time as you're looking at the cool pictures, you can eat a delicious nacho or a taco or a burrito or whatever like that.
Well, I'm getting pretty hungry for Mexican food. Well, Tiffany, what's your favorite kind of Mexican food?
Well, my favorite kind of Mexican food.
And there are so many delicious kinds.
So hard to say.
I am getting hungry.
But I do really like eating burritos and tacos.
Now, explain what's a burrito for people who don't know.
A burrito is, we have something called a tortilla.
A tortilla. This is Mexican bread.
And it's usually made out of corn.
Yeah.
So what they do is, on this tortilla, they put like maybe meat, chicken, steak, or pork.
Right.
And then
beans.
Right.
Don't forget the beans. Maybe some cheese.
Rice.
Yeah,
lots of cheese. Sour cream. Guacamole, which is avocado.
Yes.
And
guacamole.
Then a lot of tomatoes. And what they do is they wrap it up into like something this big.
Kind of it's like a big dumpling, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really big dumpling filled with all sorts of stuff. And then they kind of maybe put some sauce on it, and you just eat it like that. It's very good. And it really makes you quite full. That might not be the most light thing you can have in a Mexican restaurant. Another popular thing that I've seen sold in Taiwan, maybe people don't know that this is actually Mexican, a churro.
Oh, right.
C-H-U-R-R-O is how we spell that. It's basically like a donut, but it's very long. They don't make it into a circle. They just leave it as a long stick of kind of fried bread. And it's eaten like a donut, like a dessert, right? It's a sweet thing. And I've seen them selling them in the movie theaters and stuff here in Taipei. People walk in with their drinks and their churros and that's kind of like a Mexican snack or a Mexican dessert.
And speaking of drinks, there's a really delicious drink called horchata.
Oh, yes.
That is really good. It's basically milk with cinnamon inside. So if you like cinnamon, it's a really delicious, delicious drink to have.
Having that with a churro on a cold day would really warm you up. So there you go. Just a few examples of some of the delicious Mexican food that you might want to go out and check out.
All right, so we learned that Brendan and Patricia, they went to Mexican restaurants, really unique because of what?
Because of all the wonderful food that they were going to have,
yeah.
And also because of the decorations, the pictures of the very cool wrestlers with their Mexican wrestling masks and stuff like that.
The Lucha Libre.
All right.
So if you do have a chance, try to check out some Mexican restaurants in Taipei. They're really good. Mexican food is really delicious.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's it for us. So I guess we should say goodbye in Spanish. Vaya con Dios.
I just know adios.
Adios. That's a good one. Bye.
都已经等一个小时了，我要走了。哎，我来了。
你要去哪里呀？
我等很久了。I'm seeing red.
Red?
Oh, I see red too.
看，红色哎，好不好看？
哎，要去哪里呀？
Hi, I'm Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。同学们喜欢什么颜色呢？哎，其实今天不是来讨论喜欢的颜色，而是要了解每个颜色背后的含义。以刚刚的剧情，相信同学们都知道，今天要来聊聊 red, R-E-D, 红色。那而且刚刚那两个人在鸡同鸭讲什么东西呢？首先，第一句所说的，我等很久了 ，I'm seeing red.I'm seeing red， 意思是非常愤怒，所以等那么久了，当然觉得生气喽。可是为什么另外一个人接着说 I see red， I see red， 在这里所呈现的真的就是字面上的意思，我看到红色这个颜色，也就是 I see red， 所以啊，就以为别人也在跟他说哦，红色的衣服喽。See red， I'm seeing red， 这个。使用句要记起来，不然当别人在表达他真的生气了，结果自己还很白目的觉得说，哎，什么红色的东西啊，那就糗了。另外，英文里面还有很多用颜色来表达情绪的这种常用的句子，那同学们也可以有兴趣的话，上网找找看。那 A Plus 小聚会的时间又到啦，下次见喽，拜拜。
Fresh, light, Mexican。
I'm so glad we came here. This food is delicious.
Exactly. I'm enjoying it one bite at a time.
You know, this really brings back memories of my trip to Mexico.
The owners will be very happy to hear that.
What do you mean?
Because they want to make this place an authentic Mexican restaurant.
Cool. By the way, who are those people wearing masks in the photos?
They are famous Mexican wrestlers.
I guess it's a unique way to bring in customers.
Yeah, this is the only restaurant of its kind in the city.
Delicious. Delicious. Many people think Italian food is very delicious. Many people think Italian food is very delicious. Owner. Owner. Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city. Tom is the owner of two bookstores in the city. Mask. Mask. Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Children wear scary masks on Halloween. Customer. Customer. Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day. Flower shops have more customers before Valentine's Day.